Good morning, Dr. Mayoni. You're joining us in the studio this morning to talk about some really important and maybe under-recognized conditions. So we're going to talk about some chronic conditions.
So in terms of chronic conditions, almost every other person will have some system that will be malfunctioning at some point. So looking at the general human being, you actually have essentially five organs that are crucial: the brain, the heart, the kidneys, the intestines and GIT, and also you'll be looking at the lungs as well. So when you're looking at the heart and we're looking at the circulation itself, so in time, especially with the elderly, with general conditions, you start having problems like elevated blood pressures, which at some point you will need to have medication for. So that's why you notice every time you visit the your doctor or you visit any casual emergencies, they usually check your blood pressure to see if it could be the reason why you may be having the illnesses that you'll be feeling. So we can start with hypertension, which we call the elevated blood pressure. It's called hypertension. It can come for many reasons. And the most important thing is to actually try to see how it can be assisted. There are medication that can be given depending on the type of high blood pressure and what could be causing it. So you will need to see your doctor to actually investigate what could be causing your blood pressure to be high. And once it's monitored, you then need to be put on the correct medication and you need to go for regular checkups. When you talk about the other organs, like the kidneys, so there are certain conditions that can cause your kidneys to fail. Diabetes, for one, the high blood pressure in itself, and also cholesterol and the other things can also add on to your blood pressure being a problem. And you will need, your kidneys to be a problem. So you will need to actually go for regular checkups. Especially when when there are risk factors that can put you at a risk of developing this condition. So you will need to have the blood test to be done to look at how the kidneys are working. There are medication that can be avoided to preserve the kidney function. There are medication that you can get to help you to prevent the kidney problem being an overall health issue for you. And then when we're talking about we can talk about the brain, but we have a section for it. So we can bypass that. But when you have also conditions like diabetes is where your blood sugar is not under control. It can be for many reasons. One of the reasons could be if your body is not able to produce enough insulin. Usually that happens at a very early age. And or if you have your body is no longer sensitive to the insulin, so you will need medication for it. So usually that is associated with many other problems like elevated body mass index, which is the amount of weight in relation to your height. And then you will need to have the sugar being checked. That's why every time you go to your doctor or to casualty, they usually check your blood sugar to see how it is then. And there are tests that can be done to monitor. And you need to see your doctor to try to find out which type of diabetes you have, because that will help to see which medication you need. Will you be needing insulin? Will you be needing tablets? Or are you needing both?
Okay. So, Doc, sometimes people might have the mindset of, it's fine, I'll just take a tablet for that. So, and then the motivation to modify the lifestyle factors, which can actually help, to control a lot of these conditions, is not really there. We do understand that in some instances it is crucial to take your medication and not to stop taking it. Will you talk us through some of the lifestyle changes that people could make that would be able to actually help them help themselves?
Yeah, so that is one part of the, we can call it treatment, that we don't really emphasize on, and I think it's high time we start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of lifestyle changes that can be done that can help you to prevent you from developing complications of the conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're at a high risk of developing these conditions, if you employ some of those lifestyle changes, you can actually delay the mm-hmm. onset of these conditions. So some of the things that you can talk about is, first of all, is the weight.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do weight control. You need to reduce your weight. That's why we're talking about what is called body mass index, which is the, your weight in relation to your height. That is essentially, in layman's terms, the lean body weight. So you need to keep it in a certain range that your doctor can advise. And then the other things that you need to minimize is alcohol intake. You need to reduce the amount of alcohol. That was the mantra earlier on. But nowadays, people are actually advocating, if you're at a high risk, they're advocating none, no alcohol at all. And then other changes that you may need to employ is healthy eating. Watch what you eat, vegetables, fruits, nuts. That's what you call Mediterranean diet, which is actually something that has been seen in cardiac division, which is quite helpful in patients that are at risk of developing cardiac conditions. And then the other thing that you actually need in the shops, most there, it's now mandatory for the shops to actually to indicate what ingredients are in the foodstuff that you're taking. So you need to actually get the low cholesterol, low fat, or low cream foodstuffs if you're at a high risk of developing conditions that can be brought up by such. And the other thing is exercising. When you exercise, you, especially when you do the cardio exercise, you actually help with circulation of blood. You also help with the reduce the amount of, you burn the extra calories. So you reduce the amount of cholesterol, you reduce the amount of fat in the body. And then that can actually alleviate quite a lot of the burden that comes with most of these chronic conditions. So you will notice in people that develop these chronic conditions like hypertension, diabetes, and kidney problems, you will need to exercise to try to get your system actually back in the fold so that you can try to prevent most of this getting out of control.
Okay, Doc, so some people might say, but it's really hard for me to exercise, especially if the weight is often carried around the middle of the body and maybe there's already some pressure on the knees. And so, you know, they feel like they may be partially trapped inside their body. And then at the same time, it's actually crucial, such a crucial part of helping to manage this condition is that they do actually get their body moving. So what advice would you then give to somebody who was already in this condition where they had a really big tummy and their knees were bothering them already? What would you say to them?
Yeah, so aside from medical side, there are other disciplines that can actually help to try to alleviate such. So you have physiotherapists, you have biokinetists, you also have the occupational therapist, including the dietitians as well, which we most of the time do not talk about. So this is actually a multidisciplinary approach, and then you find that physiotherapists, they have kind of exercises that you can do to help you. That does not aggravate your condition that you already have. Let's say you have knee problems or the weight is so huge that you cannot start running like everyone else. So biokinetists also, they have other parameters that they use to try to help you with your exercise, and they can also do targeted exercise, whether for weight control, they can also help with that. And then occupational therapists, they can come in handy, especially with assessing what you can do and what you have potential to do. And they also have devices that they can advise you to get to help you with all the conditions that you have. So this is a discussion that you need to have with your doctor in liaison with other disciplines as well. So it's not just the medical side, it also includes the allied health as well.
Yes, so I think that the part of the good news is that there's actually lots of things which can be done, because sometimes patients might feel like they're, you know, consigned to this and taking handfuls of pills, you know, every day for the rest of their lives. So there is actually a multitude of things which can be done. And it's important to just start. So it's the small things which we do consistently which have the biggest impact in our lives. So, for example, just starting to introduce nuts if you're not allergic into your diet will already be a beneficial thing. Starting to take an omega-3 supplement And if you can't, if it's too pricey for your budget, then you could consider like oily fish twice a week. So that's already, you know, like a small change, which can have an impact. And then just to consider trying to walk a little bit further. So don't park your car at the front door of the shop. Park your car the furthest away that it could possibly be. Or just to start with maybe halfway, if you feel like it's a little bit intimidating. So I think that's actually one of the things where people find it actually so difficult just to start, because it might feel like there's so many things that you need to change and it's so intimidating and overwhelming that you just don't change anything. And I think the second important thing is to remember is that you're really doing this for yourself. You're not taking your medication for your doctor. You know, like you're doing this for yourself, for your own quality of life, as well as to be able to enjoy your life with your family and friends and enjoy the activities which bring you pleasure. So it's a mindset change sometimes that this is really an investment in yourself and it's really, really worth the investment.
Yeah, so the most important thing is the first step that you take. And it can be the most difficult one, but yes, you actually find it is quite alleviating at the end of the day. And the good thing about exercising, there is the release of that the endorphins from the hormone in the brain, which makes you quite a happy fella.
Yes.
And you will feel also when you notice the results coming through, you actually not realize that you have achieved something.
Yes.
Which is something quite fulfilling in life, and something, if you have noticed people that have already started with those things, they keep going, not because they still want to reduce the weight, but because it's now a habit that they've actually formed.
Yes.
So healthy living, it can prevent you from getting quite a lot of complications of your condition. So whether you have the condition or you don't have, it's all about prevention of what can come.
Yes.
And I think we need to take that first step, no matter how hard it can get.
Yes.
And there are people that can help us.
Yes. So there is support available for sure.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Moyoni. We enjoyed your chat this morning and we will speak again.
Thank you. You're welcome.